Hey, it's Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is getting to the other side. Remember the story that was told about Jesus by the disciples? He said to them, come on, let's go to the other side. They were going to cross the Sea of Galilee. And so they all get in the boat, and Jesus curls up in the back of the boat and falls asleep. And while they're out on the sea there, the storm comes up, the water's coming in the boat, and they're in fear of their life. And they wake up Jesus, and they say, Master, don't you care if we're sinking here, you know? And he gets up, he looks at them and says, where's your faith? And then he speaks to the wind and says, be still. And it was. Now that's kind of a really interesting story, but you know, if we kind of analyze it a little bit, we can see how to get to the other side. What can we do to help us to get to whatever other side that we're going, whatever sea we're trying to cross? First thing to know is, right in the time you're trying to get to the other side and you're struggling and you're working so hard and you, it seems like you're successful and you're moving along and all of a sudden, bam, a storm hits. The other thing is that fear is not going to accomplish anything. They were all afraid and, you know, what's going to happen to us? And so they ran and woke up Jesus. What they didn't realize is who was in the boat with them. What manner of man is this that's going along with us in life? We don't recognize that sometimes. We don't know that Jesus is the true and living Son of God, and that he is with us in the presence of his Holy Spirit, and that when we go through the storm, he goes through it with us. Like Jesus, that lays down and goes to sleep and says, well, you know, I'm in my Father's hands, and he's handling me, and I have things in life to accomplish, and the storm's not going to stop me from that. We're to lay down too and rest and say, you know what? I'm with the Lord and he's greater than the storm. And that's something we really need to know, that Jesus is greater than the storm. Then if we relax in the times of trouble, that's a good thing to do. And the only way you can do that is to know what manner of man is Christ that is in your boat. He's not going to let you sink. Isn't that a great thing that we can walk with the Lord? I guess the psalmist kind of put it right. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I guess we need to know, is the Lord with you or not? If he is with you, then count on him. Then rest in his love and let him fight the battle for you. Let him win where you can't, where you don't have the strength. He does. And so rest. Relax. Hey. Relax. Like my cousin Paula used to say in New York, he says, hey, sit down, relax, take a load off your feet. You know what I mean? That's what you do. So God bless you and have a great day.